You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We're thankful that you are a part of our congregation, and we're trusting the Lord will make our service a blessing to you today. We're opening with the choir singing for us, Be an Overcomer. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of presenting your gospel on this broadcast today. We're thankful for each one who has tuned our way, and we're trusting the Holy Spirit will take us and take our broadcast and make it a blessing to each and to every one. We're so thankful that your love reaches everyone. And we know that you love everyone in our congregation today, and we're asking you to bless them, whatever their burdens, whatever their cares, whatever their concerns may be, for you have told us to cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us. So bless this precious people today, and bless our broadcast service to them. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. our subject for this broadcast, love. And I realize that there are those in the religious world that make a hobby of preaching on love. We are told to behold not only the goodness of God, but the wrath of God. And so there is the wrath of God. God is against sin. He's against wickedness. He's against evil. But God is also a God of love. We are told that God so loved the world, that's the world of people, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. We're also told in the scriptures that Jesus loved the church so much that he gave himself for it. And we are told by the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." So it is the love of God that enables us to escape from the prison house of sin and to become a child of God. Jesus Christ gave himself, he shed his blood, he gave his life so that we could have life. And it is something that we should behold, we should stop, and we should consider. And Mildred E. Howard wrote a hymn, "Since Jesus gave his life for me, should I not give him mine?" And we should seriously consider that. But I would like to speak also in regard to love today, in regard to our having love in our own hearts, love for God. And we're told that we should love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we should love our neighbor as ourselves. And we're told even to love our very enemies and to have a forgiving spirit to those who would transgress against us. But on this broadcast, I'd like to call your attention especially to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where Paul deals with the subject of love from our standpoint. And here we read, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal." We see from this passage of Scripture that a fluent speaker is not necessarily one who has the love of God in their heart. Now, I don't know what kind of language angels have, but Paul said, though we speak with the tongues of men and of angels, if we do not have love, we are as a tinkling cymbal or something of no value whatsoever. And Paul goes on to say, "Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith so that I could move mountains, and have not love, I am nothing." Now, I don't understand Paul to be saying that we could have these gifts and not have love, but he is emphasizing the importance of love in our own heart. Our love for God, I say, our love for Christ, our love for truth, our love for one another. And so even though Paul said if we even had the gift of prophecy and understood all mysteries and all knowledge, and if we had all faith, if we did not have love, then we are still nothing. Of course, I do not believe that you can have these true gifts, because they are given by the Spirit of God. And these gifts are given only to children of God. And you cannot have a true experience of salvation without having the love of God in your heart. The Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit sheds abroad in our heart the love of God. So we cannot have these gifts if we do not have love, because these gifts are given to those who are members of the body of Christ. And those who are members of the body of Christ are those who have been saved from their sins, and the love of God has been shed abroad in their hearts. Going on in verse 3, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing." There are those who are willing to sacrifice much for what they consider the cause of Christ, but regardless of what you might try to give, if you do not have the love of God in your heart, your giving will not really mean anything to God, and it will not mean anything as far as you laying up treasures in heaven. So Paul here is emphasizing, we may have this, we may have that, and we may have the other thing, but if we do not have the love of God, then we are in reality nothing as far as the kingdom of God is concerned. Now in verse 4, Paul begins to tell us what love will do for us and will enable us to do. Charity suffereth long and is kind. That is, love is long, suffers long, and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Now, let us look at this verse of Scripture, verse 4, 1 Corinthians 13. Love suffers long. In other words, we do not get out of patience with people. We do not become harsh and evil towards people because they might do something to us or something against us. But we will maintain our love for them. And love will enable us to be kind to those who are not kind to us. Now, love envieth not. No, we do not envy anyone about anything. It is not proper to say, well, I wish I had what that person had. No, and we do not want to try to imitate someone to try to be like them, because love envieth not. And love is not easy. Charity or love is vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. So love will enable a person to have and to maintain a spirit of humility. Pride is not a product of love. No, pride is not a product of the love of God. The love of God will put it in its place. You put love in your heart, and it'll help you to get rid of pride. So love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, is not proud and boastful and haughty. And love rejoiceth not in iniquity. No, a Christian does not rejoice in the sinful acts of people. I realize in the world in which we're living today, some people accuse you of having hatred in your heart because you oppose sin and wickedness and evil. But beloved, if you have the love of God in your heart, you are going to be against, you're going to stand against, you're going to oppose iniquity. Love rejoices not in iniquity. Love, the love of God I'm talking about, does not put its approval on sin, but rejoiceth in the truth. Yes, if you really have a love for God, a love for His Word, you will rejoice in the truth. You'll want your pastor, if you're in a congregation, you'll want him to tell you the truth, not a bunch of fairy tales or fables or even sectarian creeds. Love rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Truth is so valuable that Jesus Christ gave His life for him. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so Jesus Christ came into this world, lived a life among men, and He showed the world how to love and how to rejoice in the truth. Some people, hearing Jesus teaching, said, well, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And they went back and followed Him no more. And Jesus turned to His disciples and asked them, will you go away also? And Peter said, to whom shall we go? Where shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. So if we really have the love of the truth in our heart, we will hear what Jesus has to say, and we will hear what a God-called, God-ordained minister has to say. Now love beareth all, believeth all things, beareth all things, and believeth all things. Now understand what Paul is saying here in this verse of Scripture. He is not saying that we will believe error. He is not saying that we'll believe people's lies, but he is saying that we will believe all the truth, and we will rejoice in the truth, and we will abide in the truth, because love believeth all things, helpeth all things, endureth all things. Love is a great force for what is right, and it's a great force against what is evil. Love never faileth. Now there are many, many things in this world that you can put confidence in and then be disappointed. People can fail you, things can fail you and disappoint you, but love never fails. That is a wonderful thought and a wonderful truth, because love will enable you to believe the truth and not err. And love will enable you to live the truth and not be deceived. So charity or love never faileth. But where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Yes, prophecies. How many times have people prophesied the second coming of Christ, set a date only for it to fail? Many prophecies are made, especially in the day and age in which we live, and things concerning the Middle East, many prophecies are made which do not come to pass, because they are not based upon fact, and they are not prompted by the love of God. So love never faileth, but where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Where there is knowledge, it shall pass away. It shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. A lot of people putting so much emphasis on tongues today, but remember what Paul said in the very beginning of this chapter. Though I speak with the tongue and of angels, and have not love, I am as a tinkling cymbal and a sounding brass. So don't put so much emphasis upon tongues, because there are many false tongues, supposedly, in the religious world today. And tongues, that is, supposed unknown tongues, is not an evidence that you have received the Spirit of God. Although there are those who teach that in the religious world today, it is not biblical, it is not true. So where there be tongues, they shall cease. And where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Yes, we are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we are to grow in our love. A newborn babe may not love near as much as they will years later, because we can grow in love as well as in knowledge and understanding. And Paul said, I was once a child, and I understood as a child. But when I became a mature Christian, then I put away childish things. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then shall we see then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know even as also I am known. As long as we live in this world, we will have limitations. Even in love, we will have limitations. But the time is coming when time will be no more, and those who have lived for Christ will be given a spiritual body likened unto His. Paul, John said, we don't know yet what we shall be, but this we do know, whenever He comes, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And so whenever we get our spiritual glorified bodies and become like Christ, then we shall know even as we are known. And Paul closes this little chapter, or the men who wrote the script, they divided the scriptures into chapters and verses, said here in the last verse of 1 Corinthians 13, and now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. That's the King James Version. And so what Paul is really talking about is love. And now abideth faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. It is good to have knowledge. It is good to have wisdom, and certainly the church needs spiritual gifts. But do not forget that love comes ahead of spiritual gifts. Love comes ahead of knowledge. Love comes before everything. Paul puts it right at the top of the list. The most important thing of all is to have the love of God shed abroad in your heart. And whenever you have the love of God in your heart, then you will indeed love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And as the scriptures teach us as Christians, we are to love one another with a pure heart fervently. So remember what Paul said. He puts love right at the top of the list of important things. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our congregation today, and may the Word of God, as we have read them, be a blessing to souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this broadcast with you today. If it's been a blessing, why not let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you can also listen to a previous broadcast if you would like. If you missed some or would like to hear one over again, we have an archive there of a number of our broadcasts. Also, we invite you, if possible, to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service begins Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, we do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we will come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest in and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Oh,